The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Dozens of farmers have come to Dublin. This is in an escalation of the protests outside the Bord Bia offices this morning. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, is there for us. And Josh is on the line. So, Josh, what is happening where you are?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, so I'm here now in Balls Bridge, just outside the Bord Bia offices. And as I look down now, I can count around 40 tractors. Some have trailers attached on with machinery hitched to the back, and there are even bales of silage and straw. Some have gone around the back of the offices now. And just for listeners who are unsure where we're talking about, it's just across the road from the US Embassy, where people might be familiar with going maybe to get a visa. And there are flags with Wexford IFA, Carlow IFA, Wicklow IFA. They've come from all over. We made them arriving around 9 o'clock this morning. I met one man, told me he's been here since before 6 a.m. He says he's on the 6 to 12 shift every Monday. He's been coming here. And the reason they've come here this morning is there's a meeting taking place in Bord Bia, and the IFA is calling for the chairperson to step down. Listeners will be aware this is has been rumbling on now for over a month, ever since it came to light that the Bord Bia's chairman, Larry Murren's company, had been importing some Brazilian beef for use in its products. Now, this is something the farmers here today say is a conflict of interest. As I look over now, there are signs attached to the tractors saying double standards with Brazilian and Irish flags. And just to give you a sense of the anger and frustration from the farmers, we'll hear from the IFA chairman for County Laois, Henry Burns. Henry farms beef, tillage and sheep and says the board need to listen to the farmers' concerns.
We're enraged about this situation at Bord Bia with the chairman, to be honest. And the minister's statement over the weekend was awful, where he said we are misleading our members. That we are very responsible people, you know, from the point of view of leadership in IFA. And he's misjudging this totally. On the ground, this is massive. Like, in fairness, like, these guys weren't coming here with tractors this morning, but they came because of that now. They came because of the minister's statement he made at the week. So there's 50, 60, 70 tractors here now because of the statement he made at the weekend. We are enraged with him for saying we're misunderstanding the situation. You know, when a situation is wrong, it looks wrong. It is wrong from the point of view. There's no, people talk about morally and other things. He didn't do anything illegal. He's entitled to run his own business the way he wants in Naas, but he's not entitled to be chairman of Bord Bia. And we are the major stakeholder in Bord Bia.
And was this announced, or was it kind of done as a last minute form of protest to bring the tractors into Dublin?
Well, we were in Newbridge with 300 of them on Saturday there, as you would have seen. And I tell you, unfortunately for the minister, unfortunately for the situation, it has gone, the confidence in Bord Bia has been lost because of this situation. And farmers are enraged of the treatment of the government on this. Like, on the ground, the councillors know, most of the TDs know, this is a huge issue in farming. And it will come back to bite them. It will come back to bite them. So Micheál Martin, the Tánaiste, and Martin Hayden need to take this into account.
This form of protest could lose public support, you know, bringing the tractors into the city.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Look, I mean, the public are on our side. They understand, actually the public understand this issue very well. And they've been coming along this street for the last 5 weeks saying to us, you know, we're in support. Some people tried to give us money, donations for the people inside. We didn't take it. But like, the public understand, and we do not want to discommode the public. But in fairness, if we've the three leaders, or the two leaders of this country, and the minister that's involved, not listening to us, unfortunately, sometimes we might have to do some of that.
And will you and your members be going home to your farm today, or are you prepared to stick it out?
We don't know. We don't know. There's a board meeting on in there. You know, we're hoping for an outcome. We hope the rest of the board members... We hope the rest of the board members take into consideration our point of view. We consider ourselves, we produce the product. You know when they say 19 billion of exports of food products, where does it come from? It comes from our little baby lambs that are being born at the moment, our baby calves that are being born at the moment.
Nearly fallen off my chair here, Josh, when those horns are beeping. That's the County Laois IFA Chair Henry Burns. How long is this expected to go on for?
Well, those I've been speaking with this morning, they say that the aim is not to block up Dublin. Like, I know in the past we've seen these types of protests on the M50 to draw attention to whatever cause the protesters are protesting. But this isn't the first protest over this issue. As you said, the IFA has been ramping this up over the past few days. There was a larger protest outside the Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden's constituency office in Kildare. And the minister hit out afterwards describing some of the actions as reckless. And there have been five IFA members inside the Borbé office for, I think it's the past 28 days, and day and nights. And I've been told that they have no intention of leaving anytime soon, and until their calls for the resignation of the chair are acted on. Now, it's yet to be seen how long the farmers who've come today stay for, as look, they'll understandably have to go back to their farms. But as I look in now, they have a barbecue here, grilling sausages, and there have been trays of sandwiches being dropped off. Farmers have come from all across the country to be here today. I met with chairman of Monaghan IFA, Tom Trainer, who's a dairy and beef farmer. Tom says they will not stop protesting until the chair is gone from his position.
We are part of the Borbé Equality Assurance Scheme now for 20 years or more, and being involved in this organisation, we have been encouraging all other farmers to be members of Borbé too, because it's important. We are an exporting country, and we export 90% of our dairy and almost 90% of our beef as well. So it's important that we have standards, and we have done a lot of work over the last few years, last 20 years, 30 years actually now, from we have started to encourage people, fellow farmers, to be part of the quality assurance scheme. And we're angry, very angry now, because we feel the wool has been pulled out from under our work in having standards there that have got us markets in 200 countries around the world. And here at the moment, it's a sad day that our chairman has actually acting with double standards, in that he's chairman of Borbé, who overlooks what we do in terms of our quality assurance and traceability.
So what are you hoping to come out of this protest now today?
So we really need the chairman of Borbé to step aside and have respect for farmers who have been part of the quality assurance scheme for so many years. We need him to stand aside.
And how long would you be prepared to stay here now?
Well, you see, we have been here now for a month, and in Monaghan we have been coming up and doing our stint here for every week, and we tend to keep coming every week if necessary. And we are getting very angry with the minister as well. The Minister of Agriculture has let us down. Can you not see what's happening there, that farmers are so the quality assurance is so important to us?
And what's the thinking behind this form of protest, you know, bringing the tractors to the capital? Is it to create congestion?
It absolutely isn't to create congestion. Our ambition is that common sense will prevail, and we have no other way of demonstrating to have a bit of common sense come into the equation. And if the minister doesn't act, and if the chairman himself hasn't got the ability to make the decision that the Minister of Agriculture should have. So that's why we're here, to support the organisation. And today there is a board meeting on today, and we really want to see the chairman stepping aside and having a bit of regard and respect for those that keep the Borbé going.
That's Tom Trainer there, who's the chairman of Monaghan IFA, on that escalating protest outside the Borbé offices in Dublin. And Borbé say this morning to us that the IFA is blocking the back and the front of Borbé's offices. There's a board meeting taking place to discuss a resolution. They say, we remain focused on finding a resolution to this issue.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.